The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midod,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
Hey guys, how's your sleep schedule going?
My sleep schedule has actually been going pretty well.
Yeah, my sleep schedule is not that bad.
Really? Somehow, mine is cooked.
Really?
Yeah, mine's cooked.
Out of everybody.
Yeah, no, mine's cooked.
That's weird.
Actually, okay, sorry. It's cooked for me because, like, my sleep schedule is, like, usually really good. Like, I go to bed at, like, 11 o'clock, but now I'm going to bed at, like, 1. Dude. Now, that may have been because I had a peace tea before bed last night. That probably is why.
What's a PC?
A peace tea.
Oh, a peace tea. I was like, PC.
This guy,
like,
bro.
I heard PC.
No, it's got, like, caffeine in it, so.
So,
yeah.
Ryan, why don't you tell our audience why your sleep schedule got a little messed up?
So, basically, what we did was we tried to stay overnight, 12 hours, in the RCC at our school.
Yeah,
and other buildings too.
That's true.
Yeah, so the RCC is basically our creative space, like the creative building for media production and RTA. And we tried to stay over and do challenges, one challenge every hour. So we'd stay over for 12 hours, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And it kind of went well. That was the original plan. We were going to stay in the RCC for 12 hours, but it kind of went off the rails very, very quickly. Before we even get to what happened during the night, what was your guys' day like before? Because I woke up normal time, and I had to record for an assignment and immediately had to go an hour and a half away for a job interview and then come back and then stay up for another 12 hours with you idiots. So how was it for you guys?
Well, for me personally, it wasn't nearly as bad as yours. That's for sure. I accidentally overslept before we did the overnight challenge. So I actually woke up at 1 p.m. And then I had to do some recording for a school assignment between 3 and 6. And then just immediately started the challenge after I got some food. So really not too bad.
Yeah, like my day wasn't too bad. I finished up my media writing assignment and my media history assignment, but that's about it. I didn't really do too much that day.
My day, I don't even remember what I did that day. Like, I don't think I really did anything. I didn't have class that day, so I kind of just like chilled out. But yeah, what happened was I got tired very quickly. Like, it was before the challenge even begun, and I was already like about to fall asleep.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Ryan already said before the challenge, because Ryan said that you had an interview the next day.
Yeah, so I had a job interview the next day that I couldn't reschedule.
Yeah, so Ryan said he was tapping out at 3 a.m., and we were fine with that. Honestly, I understood. I would want to do the same. But for everybody else, let's get to the actual challenge. So we were supposed to come up with three challenges each to make up for the 12. I came up with 2. And we did none of them. I think we only did like 2 challenges.
The main one we did was the first one, which was my original challenge, which was to go to every single building on campus in an hour.
Right. So why don't we talk about that? Since that was it was our first and basically only challenge. Yeah. So I think we should probably talk about how that went. So what was the game plan, you know?
I think the original game plan you guys wanted to do was we all go together, but then we realized there's over 50 buildings on TMU campus. And keep in mind, it's already like 8 p.m. Some of them are closed, and some of us aren't authorized to go in every single building because we're first years, like, RTA students. So some of, like, the residences or, like, weird ones we've never been in before just weren't able. So we had to split up into 2. It was me and Ryan and Mish and Zach. And Ryan and I had a pretty good time, but we went far. So it was a little bit until we found our first building. But then we started getting them left and right. There were some buildings that we just could not find. We didn't know if they existed, honestly. But yeah, it was fine. Ryan has a video because we recorded everything. Not everything, but Ryan's phone was dying. But we recorded a lot, as much as we could. And Ryan has a video of me trying to do parkour. I jump up we're in front of people. This is right outside.
This is on Victoria Street.
This is on Victoria Street. And Ryan has footage of me jumping in front of people off a platform and absolutely eating crap. And I landed and then I fall like on my side.
Yeah, it was funny. Me and Zach will talk about our point of view.
Yeah, so we kind of started out near the RCC and we kind of were doing buildings all around there. I think we started with the ILC. But one thing that listeners may not know about the challenge is that to make it a little bit more difficult, we had to go like up a flight of stairs or go up an elevator or like go to a different level of the building to make it so we couldn't just like step in the door and go to the next, add a little bit more difficulty. With the exception for like dorm buildings and stuff, which we can't like get into upper levels, or a rule that we created later on, buildings that we couldn't get into because there were a couple that we just couldn't get access to.
So it was kind of a shocker. Like I never really explored the campus too much. So it's not like I've been to every single building, but it was crazy how many buildings there were and how far away they were. Like, we'll get to it in a bit, but the furthest building, which Zach and I went to, was the Mars building, which is the medical building for TMU, and that's all the way next to U of T campus, which was just absolutely crazy. So yeah, there were just so many buildings that we couldn't enter, although some of them that we couldn't enter, we still managed to enter, like the architecture building. That was actually a pretty nice building. There's just like a lot of random stuff in there, which is pretty cool. And we were also just running around. It was kind of sweaty.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun with the challenge, though, I would say.
So then our second challenge that we did was getting snacks.
Yeah.
So we did that right after. We met up at the Mattamy Athletic Center, and then we just went to the Loblaws right beside it. And what did you guys get for snacks?
I got the same thing as Mitch, honestly. I got Maynard's, a peace tea, and someone will go into more detail about this, but there was a massive deal on, like, flavored milks and, like, the milkshakes. Oh, my God. It was, like, for $1, and it looks – and it's for, like, the good stuff, like the care milk, and I was so excited. Like, Ryan, go ahead. I know you're excited about the peace teas.
So I originally – I was like, I don't really want snacks. I ended up – me and Zach, we ended up getting, like, knockoff. Like, it was, like, no-name brand microwave popcorn. It's a pretty good deal. And then I was like, okay, I'm just gonna get some drinks, right? So then I went to the peace tea aisle because I love peace tea, you know what I mean? Peace tea is great, and it's got like some caffeine in it, so it can kind of keep me awake. And they were, I think it was like 3 for $5, something like that, which is a pretty good deal for like the big king cans. So I just like, I was just carrying around 3 peace teas the entire time,
like a baby.
Okay. And then I walked around to see the milkshakes, those are always pretty good. And they were, I think, like $1 each. Yep. So they were a really good deal. But I was like, okay, I don't really want to get 3-piece teas and milkshakes. So I've either got to pick milkshakes or peace teas. I ended up doing the peace teas.
I got a triple shot Monster energy drink, which came in clutch later on in the night. That kept me awake. I got some milk duds, and yeah, me and Ryan got microwave popcorn, and I think I got some, like, knockoff no-name Cheetos.
Oh, because they were on sale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The you came over, like, Cheetos for, like, $2. That's crazy. It was for a big box.
Big old bag.
And didn't the Monster come with, like, a health warning?
Yes, it had a health warning on it.
Yeah, Monster has health warnings now.
That one specifically, I think, because it was, like, a super one. So it was actually classified as a health supplement.
What the heck?
Wait, actually, that's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Mish?
Well, I just went kind of the plain old route. I got some Maynard's gummies. Very, very good. And I also got some just chips. And then also the milkshakes. One thing that was interesting was after we got the snacks, we went back to the building. And we were back in the building around, like, 10 p.m. or something like that. And there was a class that was ending just then. And it was so interesting just seeing all the people asking, oh, my God, like, what are you guys doing here? Shouldn't you be home? And then us explaining the challenge only for them to just, I guess sort of just question our sanity, if that makes sense. Like, a surprising amount of people were just like, why would you do that? But I think it made for a good conversation piece, honestly, because people were very interested. Even one of our professors was wishing us good luck, which is pretty nice.
Gary was wishing you good luck? Okay.
Gary was wishing us good luck. He complimented my snacks. And also, I asked him about if he could post the single cam final assignments. And he was like, wow, that is a great idea. I think I'm going to do that. So... no biggie. We're kind of like best friends or something.
That's a big boom.
So during the night, well, it was Goodfellas because we came back. And honestly, my favorite part of the night was just us chatting because it was meant to be like challenges. But then we came back. We came back. And the next challenge was, okay, next challenge, eat the snacks. So at that point, we were still recovering from running all over campus at night. So we were tired as heck. So we ate the snacks. And honestly, that was probably one of my favorite parts of the night because it just ended up with us talking about just like life for like 3 to 4 hours, which honestly is like peak like conversation.
You were talking about your love life for about an hour.
You don't gotta bring that up on the podcast. You don't gotta bring that up on the pod. I was opening up about my feelings and my life.
I feel like it was like such a good bonding time. Like, I feel like we all got a lot closer with each other after that night, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, you know, you learn a lot about someone when you're kind of trapped with them for 12 hours overnight at school. But the conversations were really good because we were running around for around like an hour and a half. And Zach and I, like, if you'll see the footage, we were like really running around and we were just doing some goofy stuff. Like,
yeah, we were goofing off a lot.
Then after that, we just chilled for a little bit. And then I think we decided to do some chair racing before Ryan went off to bed because that's how long our talking took.
Yeah, it was about 2:30 at that point.
Yeah, and we wanted to do something before Ryan went off because we knew Ryan was going to cut it off at 3 a.m. So we went downstairs and we did some chair racing. Honestly, super fun. I'm excited to edit that into a YouTube video, mainly just for the Mario Kart music. But
it's
great.
It's going to be such a good montage.
Yeah.
No, it is very fun because we're big chair racing fans, you know? Give a chair with some good wheels and we're racing around. So to have the whole basement area without anybody there and just having it be like this whole Mario Kart track, it was very enjoyable.
The basement is like the perfect place for racing chairs because it's basically it's rows of lockers, right?
Yeah.
But there's like gaps between some of the lockers, so you can like go between them and kind of go all the way around and stuff like that. So you can actually make like a decent track out of the lockers.
No, it was good. So and then after that, we said goodbye to Ryan.
Yeah, and it was very tragic.
Yeah, it was very tragic. And he was off to bed. We didn't blame him.
Bro, I didn't go home. What are you talking about?
You know, he was there the entire night.
In spirit, at least.
Yeah.
And then at that point, Mish, Zach, and I were in the lounge, and we played a little bit of Mario Kart. No, I forgot Mario Kart. We played Smash Brothers.
We played Smash Bros, and we played a little bit of jazz. Some very nice jazz.
Dude,
music.
That jazz was so fire.
So my friend recommended me an album, Breezin' by George Benson, and I was just like, I really got to listen to it, so I just put it on while we were playing. And I was just like, I was just schmoving the whole time. I was barely even paying attention to the game. I was just like,
low-key, like, jazz at 3 a.m.
It's so good. It was like,
I think it
made Isak and Zach a little bit more tired because afterwards we switched to more hyper music while walking around. Mm-hmm. But it was just such a vibe because I was slowly brain dead. I think Isak and Zach were also brain dead. We were playing Smash Bros. Just spitting some really dumb Family Guy bits. Like, Zach and I think for a solid 20 minutes, we're like,
Peter. Peter.
It was hilarious.
That's so 3 a.m.
I hate that. But after that, we decided we wanted to go to walk around on the sunset. We wanted to catch a sunset, and we tried.
The sunrise, you mean?
Yeah, sunrise. The sunrise. We tried so unbelievably hard to go see a sunrise. But the places on campus where we could was the engineering building, which you couldn't get into. Uh-huh. And wouldn't you know it, the building that Ryan lives in. But we can't get in there because Ryan left us. So we're trying to find a place. And the weather app said the sun would rise at 7 a.m. And so
6:59.
So we decided to start walking to find a place at 6:30. We leave at 6:25 and it's already bright out. Like the sun is coming up. Here comes the sun.
Yeah. Like it was a shame, but I did get a really fire picture.
You did.
And
we should post that on the
pod. Yeah. In like the middle of, I think it was Yonge Street.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Dundas? I don't remember.
It was Yonge Street.
It was Yonge Street. Okay. Yeah, when we were walking to City Hall, because that's where we were going to try and catch it, but by the time we got there, it was too late. But I got a fire picture.
Doesn't the weather app, when it says, like, the sun rises at this time, isn't that just, like, the sun goes over the horizon at that time?
We think we probably
see died. That's probably what it was, yeah. But we thought that it just meant that's when the sun cracks the horizon.
Yeah.
So we thought that we had like a good amount of time because so we kind of skipped a little bit, but before we were out on a search for the sunrise, Isak, Zach, and I were just walking around. We were walking around Kerr Hall. It was pretty interesting just seeing the empty Kerr Hall. And there's a surprising amount of biohazardous materials and expensive scientific gear that could kill you that's just out in the open.
Yeah, they got all their, like, science classes in there.
Yeah, and for some reason, some of the doors were just, like, not some of the, like, we weren't trying to open doors, but there were some doors that were just, like, open. And, it, there was, like, a sign, like, warning, one person at a time, wear protective gear or you will die. And so that was pretty cool. And so we were walking around playing some music, this time a little more energetic music, and we were just dancing around the halls. But when we were deciding that we should go find the sunrise, that was, like, 6 o'clock, and it was pitch black. And so we went back inside the RCC to just be like, okay, let's recoup. Let's try to find a plan to like where to go. And we thought we had so much time, but by the time that we got out, it was just bright out. I was so pissed. Yeah,
It was a shame, but I mean, it was still nice, you know, walking around at night and stuff. I feel like it was a little bit of a shame, but it's not the end of the world.
With that in mind, if anyone else has anything else to add, I'd like to ask, what was good about the night and what was bad?
Yeah, I think the best part of the night was definitely just like getting closer with you guys.
Mm.
Like, I mean, like how long have we known each other now? Since the beginning of the first semester. So like,
I think I met you guys like literally day one, like Karen Sebastian, yeah. 102 RT lecture.
Yes.
So we were all sitting next to each other in the first lecture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made a bad joke and you guys were the only ones that laughed.
The ex-wife joke.
Yep.
And that's how you knew that you were going to be friends with us because we laughed at your joke. But I feel like we just like became so much closer that night because like just doing something like that, like, you know, takes a certain level of a friendship commitment, you know?
What was your least favorite part, though?
Definitely just, like, the last hour, because I was, like, so dead, and I just really wanted to go to bed. And we were just sitting at that Tim Hortons. After we walked to City Hall, we went to Tim's, and
in the most bougie place ever.
What Tim Hortons did you guys go to? Because you sent me a photo of, like, you guys at Tim Hortons, and I'm like, what Tim Hortons
is
it?
It's in, like, the financial district.
Yeah, so we walked, like, Isak opened up his maps, like, for the nearest Tim Hortons. It was, like, a 10-minute walk to the financial district, and so we entered this really nice, sleek marble building that was just... It was just kitted out with all these, like, really expensive stores for people that make above, like, 250K a year. And
so none of us.
We kind of, I mentioned this, but we stood out because we were very visibly tired and we were wearing just, like, pretty normal clothes while, like, everyone was walking around with at least something that's, like, business casual. So I think we kind of stood out like sore thumbs.
Yeah.
And so for the last hour, we just sat down at Timmy's, just totally like I was genuinely feeling like some heart palpitations. I'm not even gonna lie. I felt like pretty energetic, but I was dying at the same time. It was insane. But we just sat down at Timmy's for the last hour or so, just chomping on some croissants. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that last hour really sucked because like it like that's how that last hour sucked because we were already like done because we missed the sunrise. We're like, okay, whatever. It's the last hour. We should have started from like 7 p.m. to 7
p.m. We should have.
But we were so done. And by the time we got to the Tim Hortons, like we spent like 20 minutes trying to find a Tim Hortons. because, like, it showed us on the map where it was, but it was a big building. So we walked around for 20 minutes. People were already, like, on business calls at, like, in the Tim Hortons. That was so weird. Someone had an ear piercing. We tried to talk to them and ask them for directions, and they're, like, they have an ear piercing. And they have an earpiece in, and I'm like, okay, great. And we go to the Tim Hortons, and at that point, we're just so tired. There's photos of me and Zagley lying down, and Mish happy as hell, like happy as can be.
Yeah, I was pretty chill, actually. I was pretty, like, I was just, like, I think I enjoyed... Wait, that sounds really bad, but I think I was just, like, kind of getting a kick out of how tired you guys were, and that sort of, like, invigorated me a bit. But something that I found so fascinating was we were walking around on the street at, like, 6:30, right? Or, like, 6:20 before the sun rose, and it was just totally dead, like, desolate, like, nobody was on the street. 15 minutes later, the sun's rising. Instantly, you just see so many, like, people start walking and all these cars, and it was, like, actually such a sight to see. Like, it was like a social sunrise of just all these people starting their day for work, and it really just, like, hit me, like, wow, I just, like, stayed awake the whole night, and now there's people just starting their day, like, on, like, all the early birds, and it was just so shocking seeing how quickly it went from dead and desolate to just... you know, the hustle and bustle of the city.
It was crazy, like, because we were out there, like, 45 minutes, an hour before, and it was pitch black and completely dead out. And then, like, you know, just such a short span of time later, the hustle and bustle of the city was just, like, arrived upon us. It was really weird.
My least favorite part was after 5 a.m. Like, 5 a.m. was, like, getting, like, me blasting my emo music and, like, trying to, like, stay awake. But past that, I was so ready for home. And once it hit 8 a.m., I was officially up for 24 hours.
I think the worst part of the night for me was probably just that I was tired so early.
Yeah.
Which made it really annoying, because if I wanted to do anything, I just, like, couldn't. Because I could, like, barely stay awake at, like, 10 o'clock. Which was really annoying, because I actually wanted to, like, do stuff.
My favorite part of the night was also probably just, like, the talking. I think it was so interesting because we made such, like, an emphasis before, like, come up with some ideas. We got to do some stuff to, like, fill out the night.
We just didn't do any of those ideas.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, talking just takes up a lot of time. Mm, it's kind of crazy. Like, 4.5 hours for the first conversation.
Yeah.
And then
I do wish we had more time. Yeah. Just do everything.
Yeah, we should have done, like, a 24-hour challenge.
Mm.
Tune in next time for the 48-hour challenge.
We start multicam next week. Don't do that to me, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, multicam. That's going to be crazy.
Well, boys, wrap this up. How'd you guys feel about staying overnight in the RCC?
Well, I kind of felt... out of my depth.
He said the thing.
Oh my god, no way.
See you next week.
See you next week on the Out of Depth podcast.